We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
That clip is from an Oscar-winning movie. Sounds contemporary, doesn't it? A world gone mad? America in 2023? No. That clip is from the flick Network, released in 1976, nearly half a century ago. Was America fucked up back then? Yep. But now, it is exponentially more fucked up. The entire Western world is fucked up. Fucked up as Hogan's goat, as an uncle of mine used to say. But just a few days ago, I found a place where life is not fucked up. A place of peace and beauty, where the people are serene. They're not on booze or mood levelers. They live a life largely devoid of stress. How do they do it? And where is this magical place? Hang on. I'm going to tell you.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
Larry. Come on, Larry. Larry. Larry.
The movie Network would never be a hit today because most of America is simply too stupid to understand it. Dumbed down and preoccupied with meaningless crap. Porn and professional athletics, which might be a subset of porn, and various and sundry celebutards, as vapid and meaningless as a row of rat shit. The fascination with meaningless crap seeps into everything. Usually spot-on YouTube pundit Paul Joseph Watson's newer offering is about internet dipshit Logan Paul's hissy fit over some MMA guy insulting Paul's fiance, who is a self-proclaimed slut. Here she is bragging about blowing somebody in a crowded stadium.
I sucked a dick in a football stadium full of people once.
Well, maybe that'll be the next iteration of live entertainment, huh? In the 80s, in Cyndi Lauper's day, it was rock and wrestling. Next, maybe live arena sex. Christians versus Lions can't be far behind, huh? There should be some new metric created, like a Richter scale, but for disbelief, or maybe the anxiety our diseased culture creates. The American dystopia has led to skyrocketing anxiety. A story in the Wall Street Journal reveals that some business guys are capitalizing on this in new ways. Guys who thought to themselves,
hey, Big Pharma's making elephant bucks peddling shit like Zoloft and Klonopin, shit that's as ineffective and harmful as their vaccines. I'll sell some goofy junk that probably won't help anybody, but it can't hurt them either.
So now there are rafts of weighted plush toys and bead-filled stress toys and coloring books, yes, coloring books, for stressed-out adults, or more precisely, kidults. I did a show about those, episode 330, Spotlight on Scum. You'll find it in the October 2021 tab at thatlarryshow.com. There are now legions of teletherapists standing by to talk you out of anxiety for a fee. A lot of corporations such as Lululemon and Salesforce Lululemon.com are picking up the teleshrink tabs for their employees. No surprise there. Lululemon is a lefty outfit that sells outrageously priced yoga pants and recently fired two workers because they had the audacity to try to stop a shoplifter instead of standing by placidly the way everyone is now supposed to. Salesforce.com is a $150 billion enterprise that's convinced other companies that software is a substitute for salesmanship. It's also run by woke billionaire Mark Benioff, so of course their employees are anxiety-ridden. So why is everyone so anxious? The Wall Street Journal story lays a lot of blame on the COVID years of manufactured terror, which just might be returning. As I drove north from the deep south, I noticed a definite increase in maskers. The desk clerk at the hotel in Maryland was masked. There were fresh social distancing foot stickers on the floors. Oh no, yeah. There were masked baristas at the local coffee joint. Of course, this stupidity started in the mid-Atlantic states and seems to escalate as you go north. Welcome to Biden country, where mouth breathers worship an animated bag of maggots. There is no doubt the COVIDians are ginning up a fresh season of germ terror.
COVID is making a comeback this summer. Cases are once again on the rise.
Across the country, COVID hospitalizations jumped more than 14%.
CDC announced a highly mutated strain of COVID has just shown up in Michigan.
COVID never went away.
The new COVID booster is expected to be approved by the FDA.
Get your shots. COVID, flu, and RSV all by Halloween.
How concerned does the public need to be?
Well, right now, I've talked to a number of virologists who are usually pretty staid, and they're pretty concerned about this.
By December, a return to the full COVID protocol of 2020-2021.
So what are we going to do about it? Well, last time we fucked up. We allowed them to spew their Pfizer-financed lies unchallenged. We meekly donned masks in stores, schools, restaurants, anywhere they demanded it, even though it was medically proven early on that masking did nothing to stop transmission. When that was proven, they, including shitbag dwarf quack Fauci, told us to wear two masks after first telling us masks were unnecessary.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
Millions rolled up their sleeves and took the jab as was mandated by Joey. He originally said there would be no mandates, but he lied, as usual.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
To refuse was to risk termination from jobs, expulsion from schools. In Atlanta, Morris Brown College just announced the mask mandate will be re-implemented as a
precautionary measure.
Quote,
"We prioritize your safety and seek your cooperation in preventing another pandemic. Thank you for being proactive in safeguarding our community."
Unquote. So said college president Dr. Kevin James. Guess Dr. James missed all the data proving masks don't work. Of course, he's not a medical doctor. Gee, what a surprise. Same as Dr. Jill Biden, who is also not a physician. It takes some serious effort to become a real doctor, but plenty of PhD degrees are a joke. People who have PhDs and want to trumpet that are welcome to sign their names Joe Blow, PhD. But when they stick doctor in front, they are pompous fake jackholes. A little like stolen valor in the military. Clowns who never saw combat, wearing medals they never earned. This time we need a fresh approach to fight the next wave of biomedical tyranny. Forget logic, forget facts, and forget reasoning with them. COVIDians are a religious cult. The mask is their vestment, boosters are their sacraments, and they preach a scripture of endless outrageous in your face lies. As we prep for the next round of oppression from the biosecurity state, let's do a quick review of what they did. They claimed the virus came from bats and pangolins in some Chinese wet market. Anyone with a brain knew that was bullshit. Those markets have sold the same inventory for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, and suddenly a new virus emerges? Preposterous. It was later proven to originate in a Wuhan lab, but if you said so, you were a xenophobe! Was it a bioweapon? Well, the nomenclature would indicate that it was. The term gain of function clearly indicates they were tinkering with the virus not to eradicate it, but to make it more transmissible and lethal. When it first hit the States, Fauci said we didn't need masks. He quickly reversed that. But when he did, he admitted he had lied. He claimed he didn't want to cause a shortage of masks, depriving hospital workers of them. Well, that was bullshit, too. There was an instantaneous shortage of masks and toilet paper. Maybe the two were related. People wiping their ass with masks. Then Trump's guys cooked up a vaccine that was called a miracle. The U.S. government is truly comprised of imbeciles. Can't you see those cretins sitting around conference tables dreaming up code names for their games? Some yutz doing a PowerPoint gives the big reveal.
Presenting Operation Warp Speed, just like Captain Kirk. Hang on, people. Here we go.
Scotty, go through.
But when it was Trump's vaccine, nobody wanted it, did they?
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Did Attorney General Eric Holder have a big boner for Vin Diesel? Why else would he name his disaster that funneled guns to Mexican drug cartels Operation Fast and Furious?
Are you one of those boys who prefers cars to women?
I'm one of those boys that appreciates a fine body regardless of the make.
Betcha Holder and his boys were sprung for that stupid line. And then there was Operation Crossfire Hurricane, huh? Those creeps and the blue windbreakers with tractor salesman haircuts. They wasted untold millions of dollars and man hours trying to prove Hillary Clinton and balloonhead Adam Schiff's lie that Putin installed Trump in the White House. Can't you see those assholes sitting around in their khakis and polo shirts trying to come up with a name for their fucking lunacy?
Well, you know, I like the Rolling Stones. Let's call it Crossfire Hurricane, like in that Jumpin' Jack Flash song. Sounds cool, doesn't it, guys? Ain't it cool? Huh?
Somebody said politics is Hollywood for ugly people. Sounds about right. Government work, especially for those alphabet agencies, is for boring stiffs, hooples, rubes, yo-yos, and fucktards who spend their entire careers taking orders, reports, and dicks up their asses from superiors. So, of course, they desperately want to be cool. But they just can't help but demonstrate how utterly uncool they are. Not just with their wardrobe, but the moronic names for their masturbatory endeavors. Back to the lies of COVIDians. They went on and on from don't mix Pfizer and J&J to mix and match at will. Then suddenly J&J was bad and taken off the market. Ivermectin was bad. Horse medicine, the CDC said, even though it worked great around the world. Don't vax children or expectant moms. Then hell yeah, jab those kids and pregnant women. It was 100% safe and effective. Then 80, 70, 60, 50. It was like watching Joey's calcified brain power down after he's been jacked with stimulants so he can form a sentence or two. Then it was,
well, okay, it won't stop you from getting sick, but you'll definitely be less sick.
A total fucking lie. Counterfactual insult to us all. So now it appears they're ramping up for a big push for masks and jabs. Reputedly, the TSA is getting a big shipment of nice, fresh masks. This time, it will not be enough to not comply. You gotta get proactive, confrontational, unpleasant. Many times at the height of the madness, I walked maskless into stores and heard some stupid, obedient, officious asshole holler,
"Put a mask on!"
Sometimes I just walked out, but sometimes I did mask up. I really, really regret that. If it happens now, my reply will be, "No, you take your mask off, idiot." We'll see what happens. Lockdowns? Fuck that. Go where you want, when you want. If they give you static, flip them off. Vax passports? Get a counterfeit one. Then sneeze and cough like you've got TB on that plane, even if you're feeling fine. If fellow passengers get tense, tell them, "Hey, what's the problem? I'm vaxxed, aren't you?" Instead of flying, drive or Zoom. Fuck airlines. They've essentially become an arm of the federal government. It'd be great if a bunch of them went bankrupt. Since there is no reasoning with an ideologue, we must deploy the acronym RID as we get rid of them. RID stands for ridicule, insult, and denigrate. That's the way to do it, lads. Does that sound harsh? They did far worse to us. They destroyed businesses, reputations. My younger kid basically did not have a high school experience. For 2 years, she attended classes via Zoom. And when they finally reopened the place, she had no idea who anyone was. They were all masked. Now about that oasis of beauty and tranquility. While driving north, I intentionally routed us around the corridor of hell, that is Route 95. We wound our way through parts of Pennsylvania I had never seen. We stopped at a farm store owned by Mennonites, which, if I understand correctly, is sort of Amish light. They use electricity and machinery, but adhere to their own code of living. The place was a slice of heaven. The inside of the store was immaculate and filled with incredible produce and local honey and baked goods I'd never heard of but wanted to gorge on. The women who ran it were serene. They wore their old-style dresses and bonnets. Their voices were soft, no vocal fries. Outside were fields of crops and wildflowers and a beautiful petting zoo. A few goats, cattle, and an alpaca. The animals in petting zoos are usually a mess. Matted coats, bald elbows, and clouds of flies around their heads. Not these animals. They looked like show specimens. Their coats were clean and brushed. No flies. It was amazing. There was a shaded area with a few picnic benches, and there sat a young woman in her bonnet reading a book. I felt like I was in a time warp. She was not thumbing a phone. She was reading a book. Her skin was flawless. No tats, no piercings, no blue hair. She radiated health and serenity. The Amish resolutely rejected the COVID guidance of the government liars, and as a group fared far better than most. They did not vax, they did not mask, they did not isolate. They soon achieved herd immunity, and COVID deaths were minimal. You can also bet the Amish and Mennonites aren't using mood levelers or antidepressants. They live a healthy, chemical-free life, the center of which is God and spirituality. No TVs, no devices, no anxiety. There are no mysteries. What a fantastic place it seemed to be. I hope to spend a lot more time there. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Sorry about the late posting of this episode. Now that I'm in one place for a while, I'll be getting back to my Wednesdays or thereabouts. I promise. Thank you to all the special folks who support this show. I could not do it without you. If you've not yet and would like to join them, slide over to thatlarryshow.com, where you will find hundreds more episodes and buttons marked PayPal and Patreon. Click either and make a pledge. If you prefer conventional means, there's a P.O. Box address on that same page. Any and all donations are gratefully accepted. Tell your friends about the show and send them a link. My friends, we live in perilous times. Evil people are running much of the government and corporations. Their coup was staged without weapons. They took over because we allowed them to. COVID terror and tyranny was successful beyond their wildest expectations, which is why they're readying a new assault on freedom. Don't let them get away with it again. Non-compliance is not enough. They need to be pushed back into the sewers from which they oozed. If they are ridiculed, insulted, and denigrated relentlessly, they will back off. They're weaklings. Those who seek power invariably are. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.